Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Oh, welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Moore is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is the is editorial board member of the Wall Street Journal, senior economics writer. He's the author of a number of books, including The End of Prosperity, and the one that follows this one, Steve, which I don't have in front of me, which is called the new book.
Oh, Who's the Fairest of Them
Who's
All?
Who's the Fairest of Them All? I think I left it at home, Steve. I've been reading it, and I think I left it at home. Anyway, Who's the Fairest of Them All? And Steve Moore, thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Steve's been with a member of our Brain Trust folks for over 14 years now. And Steve, thanks again for being here. Steve, a few years ago, the Obama administration, and correct me if my story is not accurate here, but the Obama administration came up with the concept of a sequester, which I think they thought was, in terms of a budget debate, they thought that this option was going to be such a horrible option that nobody would, if they agreed to go down that road, nobody would allow the sequester to go into force because it would just be too horrible. And they actually did go down that road, didn't they?
Well, the story is that we put in place back in 2011 during those budget negotiations on the debt ceiling, the first round of debt ceiling negotiations, we put in place these budget caps, $2 trillion of budget caps over 10 years that apply to military spending and what's called domestic discretionary programs, everything from education to energy to EPA and on all the non-entitlement programs. And the way the sequester works is, you know, there doesn't have to be a sequester. If Congress and the President cut the budget, meet the caps in a responsible way, you know, we're getting rid of low-priority programs and so on, then there's no sequester.
Right.
The sequester is the enforcement mechanism. It says, if you don't cut the spending to the level that we agreed on, to the cap, then these automatic cuts come into place to make sure that the caps are met.
Right.
And so you're right. In 2013, this year, we have had a sequester, and it's actually been quite effective if you believe that the debt is too high and government spending is too high. We've cut about $75 billion from spending with the sequester.
Which was not the intention of the result that was intended by the people who invented the sequester.
Well, yeah, President Obama invented the idea with Jack Lew, who's now the Treasury Secretary,
right,
as a way to force Republicans to agree to a big tax increase, because he thought that they would not go along with these defense cuts. But Republicans have said, look, you know, we have to cut everything right now. When you're running a trillion-dollar deficit, when you're borrowing, you know, look, this harkens back to a business. If you're borrowing 40 cents out of every dollar you spend, you're going to have to cut your expenditures, right?
And they thought
we're doing that.
They thought this was a scorched earth thing that the Republicans wouldn't take, and it turns out the Republicans took the bait and went with it. Now we're under the sequester because nobody could agree on the cuts, so the automatic triggers have kicked in, right?
That's right, and what's interesting is, you know, I talked to Mitch McConnell earlier this week, and he, of course, is the Senate Minority Leader, the top Republican in the Senate, and he says every time they meet with President Obama, he wants to get rid of this sequester and the budget caps. He hates it. And so that's all the more reason why the Republicans should keep it, right?
I know.
Because this is their ultimate, you know, leverage. And the way I put it is that this is the ace in up their sleeve.
Right.
In terms of dealing with President Obama, who doesn't want to cut anything.
And by the way, folks, a week or so ago, Steve wrote a great article on this. You can find it in the archives of the Wall Street Journal. It was actually, I think, on October 17th. So the reason I wanted you to talk about this, Steve, was because when people are so feeling so depressed and upset about how either the budget deals are not working and all the other things that are going on, the debt limit and all that sort of thing, there actually is some good news. The sequester is working, and the government is spending less money, and they're going to continue to do it as long as the sequester stays in place. So we need it to stay in place, don't we?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if the sequester is lost, and the caps, by the way, those caps are what, you know, are so important. If you lose those, then we're just back where we were in 2009 and 2010, where President Obama just spends as much as he wants to on anything. So this is going to be interesting to watch over the next several weeks about whether the Republicans bargain away that sequester. There are a lot of defense-oriented Republicans who want to get rid of the sequester.
Quickly, if the sequester lasts long enough, won't that solve the credit limit crisis?
It'll go a long way towards doing that, for sure.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with our good friend Stephen Moore. He's with the Wall Street Journal. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.